This is GQDN for Friday, September 6th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Delicious, delicious stuff. Delicious, delicious stuff. Delicious, delicious stuff. Put in the promo code QUEST to get that delicious stuff. You get 25% off your purchase. By patreon.com/groupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got something that's out today. Oh, we're going to go to Rumaville too. And we got another update for Concord. But we begin today with GameSpot.com because the voice actors union signed some deals with 80 individual games, but the strike is still on. Now the SAC AFTRA, which represents the voice actors, did announce that the companies behind 80 Games had agreed to its terms over the use of AI. And that's why the voice actors and the mocap performers will continue to strike against the major industry companies. Now, the contracts that have been signed will include tiered budgets and interim agreements, and that will allow the performers more employment opportunities as the strike continues. Now, the SAG-AFTRA chief negotiator, Duncan Crabtree-Erland, did talk about this, and he said, quote, "We applaud those video game companies signing our tiered budget and interim agreements. Not only are they doing the right thing by their workers, they're also helping to preserve the human art, ingenuity, and creativity that fuels interactive storytelling. These agreements signal that video game companies and the collective bargaining group do not represent the will of the larger video game industry." Now, that's not going to help out Xbox for now, because Pure Xbox did say that there's some big time bugs that's causing some crashes, especially if you're looking for the backwards compatibility. Now, Xbox has already pushed out an update to fix it for the original one that was Monday, and that's what Eden Marie did go up on Twitter and said, quote, "Hey Xbox, if you've done a factory reset in the past week and your system can see your Wi-Fi network, but your games give you network errors, there's an update available that will help. Go to Settings, System, Updates to initiate it manually. This will only work for non-insiders." But there's a new bug, and the Xbox fans were not too happy over the past few days because they want their backwards compatibility, and they're not getting it because they want the games from Xbox and Xbox 360, and they've encountered some problems. So here's some quotes from Reddit. Xbox support is the first one. "There's a problem getting this content right now." That's a quote. And they showed a picture of what they're seeing. And one's just a green box that says, "There's a problem getting this content." Now Grillin Drag set up on Reddit, quote, "I'm having the same issue. Bought a couple of Xbox 360 games and they can't be installed despite being backwards compatibility. Any 360 games I already have installed work just fine though when putting the disc in." Before Crisis said on Reddit, quote, "Having the same issue here on my Xbox Series X. Just got my copy of Mortal Kombat Complete Edition in the mail and went to install it and only got this error. Hopefully they fix it soon." Talk about fixing. Dot Esports said that Black Ops 6 is looking at some overpowered characters and they're going to get a nerf before the beta weekend. So Black Ops 6 beta did return today and it did have a new balancing patch which will help out with some of the issues from the first weekend. And it is out right now by the time you hear this. So if you have the Black Ops 6 beta, you can play it. But the first weekend for early access users did have some problems to it. So they nerfed the Jackal PDW because it was overpowered, because it was an overpowered gun for the beta for the first few days. Now Treyarch did provide a post about this, and here's what the post did read. Quote, "The Jackal PDW intended strength is best in class, handling and decent mobility, balanced by a slower rate of fire compared to many of other automatic weapons in the game. It was overperforming at medium ranges, so we've increased the damage falloff and pulled the ranges closer along with a slight increase to recoil. Maximum damage and CHF barrel headshot multiplier have been adjusted to maintain the same hit to kill numbers while using the attachment, end quote. Now the C9 SMG did get a slight buff to its medium range damage, and the beta also has an increased level cap to 30 and adds new maps and new guns. So if you play that, enjoy. Now we go to Indiana Jones, because GamesRadar.com did say that the devs of The Great Circle was talking about how to make a villain. And the devs were talking to Edge Magazine, the lead writer Tommy Torsson-Bjork, and they were talking about how to bring up the bad guys and how they made them. And they said, quote, "We've gone into every project with the philosophy that a properly characterized villain is what makes the hero shine. I always try to find some characteristics that made villains feel more real, whether it's giving them some quirk or flaws that they try to compensate for, even silver or for humanity or empathy," end quote. Now they wanted to make a villain with some flaws that would help players connect with the character. But the villain is also used to prop up the hero and bring out their best qualities. Now we got some heroes and villains here in Concord. Yeah, here's an update to that one. Because GameSpot said that, well, even though Concord has got some mixed reviews, Amazon still wants to make a new video game TV show. Still wants it to make it a show. And that'll be a part of the Secret Level, which will release on December 10th. So, what is going to be about the Secret Level? Well, it's going to be Mega Man, an Unreal Tournament, and there might be one that's called the Armored Court episode, which has not yet been confirmed. And within that same article, Keanu Reeves might be in that episode. But the John Wick star did recently reveal that he is the voice of Shadow in Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Now, Concord, we'll see what happens here in the future. But they're still in that show. We'll see what happens. Now, if you play some Final Fantasy XIV, there might be some updates coming to you. Because the Final Fantasy XIV Dawn Trail will have some graphics updates. And that will help out the characters with their clothes, armor, and weapons. And there'll be some new upgrades in the expansion. But PC Games N said some of the characters were a little bit out of place. So the game director, Noki Yoshida, did write about it. Quote, "While we received a lot of praise for the 7.0 graphics update and seen some impressive screenshots, we've also received a fair number of comments regarding the issues with the finer details of character models. Most of the feedback has come from our forums. Although I can't respond to every comment individually, I would like to personally to provide an update on player character models." So they did do an update to the models, and at least in-house, and they are going to be put in the patch 7.2, which will be later on this year. But later this month, which will be September 28th, the Final Fantasy XIV will have a live letter. Then that will be at the Tokyo Game Show. But they're not the only ones that's going to be there. According to GG Mania, Xbox is going to be there too. And they're going to broadcast on September 26th. Mm-hmm. And they will feature some Xbox Game Studios, Activision, Blizzard Entertainment, Bethesda, so on and so forth. And some third-party game partners that are based in Japan across Asia. So, we shall see what happens. The Tokyo Game Show will be September 26th through the 29th. And that'll be in the Wakari Messe in Chiba, Japan. Let's see if I got those games right. Probably not. Sorry. Now, if you play some EA Sports FC 25, Sam Rivera, the senior producer, was talking about that as well. So what was he saying about EA Sports FC 25? Well, here's what he said. Quote, "We're a simulation game, but we're a game. We always have balance, creating something that's fully simulation versus something that's more adaptive to the 6-minute halves we have in the game. Sometimes there are decisions we have to make where we prioritize not real simulation, but in general, most of the game is a simulation. It depends on a case-by-case basis, but our goal is not to go away from simulation, but stay as close as football as possible. But again, we're a game that needs to make compromises. Now the article goes on to talk about the previous editions of Career Mode and Pro Clubs and how those change year over year, but things do change. So here's a further quote. Years ago, it was very easy to add more features to the game. If something was missing, you say, oh, that's missing, and just add it. Now it's a lot harder. With the year-on-year rotation, it's a lot harder because the game already has a lot of features. So now you really need to understand deeply what the gaps are, what the opportunities are, and invest in those. So in the last few years, there's been a big push to know those opportunities, create a strategy, and start delivering on that. I guess the natural path for the franchise, and you're starting to see a lot of those investments come into the game. Every year we try to make a better game. We have an advanced team that is working on technologies for the next 2, 3, 4 years. We have community feedback with expectations we want to meet every year. The team is getting larger, and every year the game is growing. That all together allows us to create more impactful features. We'll continue to create a lot of things every single year for the game. But I think this year, the features are quite different. We wanted to create more features that would go across the entire game, not just something that's good in career mode for you. End quote. Interesting talk. Eurogamer.net was talking about Space Marine 2 because Epic Games did say that the Steam client is for cross-play. So the Space Marine 2 publisher, Focus Entertainment, did clarify the players do not need to link their Steam account to the Epic Games in order to play the game. That's why when they were launching the game, the Epic Online Service client was installed once the game and user license agreement is accepted. Now that's to support optional cross-play between players of both platforms and to synchronize friends lists between them. So here's what the company did write. Quote, however, please be aware linking your Steam and Epic accounts is not required to enjoy the game. These features are entirely optional and will not affect your gameplay experience in any way. Now, Salty Steve on Reddit did say there might be some problems, though. Quote, Space Marine 2 is sitting at 55% on Steam due to stealth installation of Epic Online Services. Saber EULA, which makes you acknowledge and consent to the processing and transfer personal data collection and bugs. Yep, they said bugs. I did say we're going to go to Rumorville, right? Better pack the bags. Here we go. Because NintendoLife.com did say that, Galvin, listen carefully. Nintendo may launch a new Switch OLED bundle with Mario Wonder. Well, all right. They came out with The Legend of Zelda Echoes of Wisdom, and that was part of the bundle. But what is currently slated for release in Europe, the Nintendo Switch OLED model will have a digital copy of Super Mario Bros. Wonder, and that goes with the 3-month subscription of Nintendo Switch Online, which is priced right now at £349. And Deal Labs did say that the bundle will launch before mid-October, which means it could be the 23rd of September or the 3rd of October, as mentioned in the key potential launch dates. We shall see. Now we got some good news too. Now we got out of Rumorville, but there may be a reason to keep it because according to Pure Xbox, the Halo developer of 343 Industries is looking for a new creative director. Okay, here's the post for the job listing. Quote, we're looking for a talented creative director to help articulate, words are hard, and bring to life our creative team vision across the broader studio. Reporting to our head of studio, this role will ground our internal and external teams with clear, compelling goals for gameplay experiences. This includes initial product vision, overall tone and feel, story and world creation, product differentiations. I love words. Differentiators. I believe that's the correct pronunciation, and high-level gameplay experiences. In close partnership with our art, design, and franchise leaders, you will be responsible for developing and communicating how we create and execute memorable worlds, characters, and stories at a high level of quality and fidelity across our games. Well, we'll see what happens. People want something, though. According to PlayStationLifestyle.net, there's more custom PS5 skins that people are dreaming about. Because Focus Entertainment got up on Twitter and said, quote, "This is not a drill. Here's your chance to win a unique custom Space Marine 2 PlayStation 5 blessed by the Emperor. The lucky winner will also get a key of the game. So if you want the skin, which has its own base, it looks really good, to be honest. It has two towers. You can make out the PlayStation, which will act like an open door. It does look really good. Too bad you can't play Paper Mario on it, because IGN did say that Paper Mario is on sale, and it's at Woot. Retail price, $60. Sale price, $45. Yep, $15 off. Pretty good, very good. Oh, and guess what's out today? Astrobot. And Team Asobi was talking to the fans. So here's what they said, quote, "Today is a very special day as Astrobot releases on PlayStation 5. From all of us at Team Asobi, we want to thank you, the players, for sending us so much love and good vibes over the months leading to this day. We owe you. Cheers, everyone. Let's see if it reaches Street Fighter 6. Because Hardcore Gamer did say that Street Fighter 6 did hit a sales milestone, and that is 4 million copies worldwide. Now Street Fighter 5 sold 7.4 million copies, so it's got a ways to go. But Street Fighter X on Twitter did talk about it. Here's a quote, "We're excited to announce that Street Fighter 6 has sold over 4 million units globally. Thank you for playing and for helping us reach this milestone." Congratulations to them. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge, the weekly show. Yes, the weekly show. This has been a DawnForge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.